You're listening to episode 489 of the Bookcast.
This podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
And that was Christmas All the Time by Explosive Ear Candy. I know it's not Christmas yet. It's not going to be Christmas before another month, but we're not going to be hosting another show before then. And I just couldn't not play this song. Just could not. Well, you know what I mean.
So this is our last show of 2017.
Yes, it is.
No!
Yeah!
Boom!
Explosive Ear Candy has been played many, many times on the show, so if you don't know about them by now, you haven't been listening enough. So go download all 488 previous episodes and listen to them all. Good evening, everybody. This is the Bookcast episode 489, and as you can hear, the B team is back. Good evening, Lainey.
Good evening, Yannick, and hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. How are you, Lainey?
I am doing really cold, but I'm doing really well.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I mean, yes. I think it was in June we last did a show.
I think I've kind of forgotten.
May, June-ish, yeah. Something. No, end of June, I think it was.
Something like that, yes.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot how to do that, because last time I was on the show, Dave was driving, so I was just, you know, sitting on my chair and just waiting for things to happen.
But, so you know how it feels to be on this side of
it. I do.
I listened to that show. That was the one show I have listened to from when I was offline. And I was actually listening to it on the bus to work. And I was biting my tongue because I was like, don't laugh. It was hilarious listening to the two of you. And it's like, just don't laugh at all. But that was a great show.
Yes.
And I want more Dave and Yannick. Yeah, sorry, Caroline, I love you, but I think Dave and Yannick really need to do a show on a regular basis.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, maybe on a tech show or something like that, I think we could be a great team too.
Well, I mean, you could always jump in as co-host if,
yes,
like, Caroline has a night out, like she's done quite often recently.
Absolutely.
She's had nice weeks when she can't make it. So, Dave and Yannick. Yay!
Yay! So, on tonight's show, we have 8 tracks, all Creative Commons tonight. I believe all from Jamendo. Mine are, I think your 4 tracks are
all
from
mine
Jamendo.
Are, yeah.
Uh-huh, okay, so yeah. A full house tonight. So, how about we continue with our music before we...
Shall we move on?
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my first track this time is one that's actually been played before, and I almost got shouted at, but I persuaded him because I didn't hear the show. This is Melanie Ungar with Crazy Glue.
Sitting in my room, thinking about all the crazy things we love to do. Just me and you. Can't help but smile and laugh a bit, 'cause I know you're my perfect fit, even though we're pretty opposite. But you're the apple of my eye, the reason there are blue skies all the time, and everything I do, I wanna do it with you. Had my heart, now I see that when life gave you lemons, you just spat them in my face. You broke my heart, this crazy glue fell apart. When life got rough, I thought love was enough to get us through, but I was wrong about you.
Manufactured music. collections of brave souls gather together, recording, editing, and producing exciting, innovative new music, embracing the values of openly publishing their passion for music through Creative Commons licensing. They stand proud, sharing songs all across the globe. Join the revolution and come and listen to a hand-picked selection of some of the best each week on The Bookcast. Music belongs to us all.
The Bookcast with Dave and Caroline, Fridays at 9:30 p.m. on thebookcast.org/live.
Right, so that was Dark Park, so that's the easy part, that's the name of the band. And the track is called Nikto ne spodzoben, or something like that. And according to Google Translate, that means no one is capable. And still according to Google, the band's bio says, a glance at the world and time through the prism of personal experiences, tearing to pieces the indifferent hearts. And that's all I've got. You can find more about the band on their Facebook page at facebook.com/darkparkband. And it's a track from Demon Dome. They're from Russia. I forgot to mention that. But that was kind of obvious.
Really good track. My apologies for stepping over you.
No. It's one of the being like 10,000 kilometers apart.
So far. Okay, and before that was Melanie Ungar with Crazy Glue. You may have heard it about eight, nine shows ago, but I don't care. Melanie Ungar is a 24-year-old singer-songwriter from Toronto, Canada, with a pop country sound. What Is Love is the debut EP from Melanie, and inspired by the honesty in country music and fun in pop music, Melanie writes and sings songs about the ups and downs of romance. From the love ballad Madly Deeply to the sassy upbeat title track What Is Love, Melanie's catchy songs and heartfelt lyrics will keep you singing along. And Crazy Glue is out now over at Jamendo. You can find more about Melanie. She has a YouTube page and also Melanie Ungar Music over at Facebook. And she also has a Reverb Nation page, Melanie Ungar. So I really enjoyed that.
Yes.
They were really good tracks.
Yes, she has a very nice voice.
Yeah, just, I mean, a little bit country, but not quite so much, which, as you know, for me is a bit unusual.
Is that what they call country pop or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. I don't think there is a one genre, like a one thing now. It's like a lot of music. It's just like there's lots of different subgenres and things like that.
Also, about the Russian track, I don't speak Russian, so I apologize if there was any any swearies or something like that or inappropriate language in that track for anyone who speaks Russian. Just let us know. Feedback at thebookcast.org, I think. And since we don't read this email, you can send any hate mail if you want.
It doesn't come to us. Nah. It just goes straight to Dave. So
One of the advantages of being the step-in team.
The B team.
The B team,
you,
yes.
You do know what B team stands for, don't you?
No. I thought it was B like... B like best. Okay.
Best team.
Okay. Fine with me. Fine with me.
Right.
More music? Okay, or should we talk about something now?
Well, there is something I do want to just mention. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the time of year, it's Christmas.
It is.
And on TV, you get all the Christmas ads.
Yes.
I've seen the Coca-Cola ad with the big Coca-Cola truck, mm-hmm. which is like the start of Christmas. John Lewis here in the UK has released theirs. Debenhams has released theirs. And Aldi have released theirs. Now, Aldi, for those that don't know, is a grocery store. Sells food and household items and things like that. And last year, they started their Christmas campaign with an advert with the star being a carrot. Kevin the Carrot.
Kevin the Carrot.
Mm. Kevin the Carrot. He became a household name. A little carrot. Now, this year, Kevin returns. And he's joined by, I think he's Katie. Sorry. He's his little girlfriend. So... But what they've done, they did it last year, but they've done and they're doing it again this year. There's a soft toy. You can go into the store and you can buy a Kevin the Carrot and Katie the Carrot soft toy. Now, they are selling for £2.99 in the store.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, because we looked at the article, you can buy them on eBay for a buy it now price of £300.
It's insane.
It's insane. But what's worse is Aldi sell it and donate their proceeds to the Teenage Cancer Trust. Now, question. Those people that are selling it on eBay for £300, are they donating any of their profits
Probably
to Teenage
not.
Cancer Trust? Probably not. So as funny as it is, and as sweet and as cute as Kevin and Katie are, and it's like the adverts are like, they're a series of adverts. So I think I've seen three different ones. I think that people just need to think the fact that they're actually charity toys, and they're selling these on Facebook for God knows how much.
£300.
Yeah, it's, I think just think about it and maybe throw some into towards the charity.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
Yes, it would. But definitely. So. Right. More music? Yeah, more music.
Yep. Okay, is it me?
Yes,
me.
It is.
It is me. And this is a return because I do know we have, Dave and Caroline have played her before. This is Kelly Mays with The Crown. No, just Crown. No. Friday nights, 9:30 PM UK time at thebookcast.org.
В заботливых лучах.
получается, что я и ты одинаковые две мечты красоты. Может быть, сон, а может и нет, но мы в небесах, там, где кончается земля, не для любви. Это так сказочно, словно рассвет ночных облаках.
That was Novye Valtorny, or something like that. Second Russian track of the night. This track is the title of this track on Jamendo is "Swimming in the Sky." So I suppose it's the English translation of this track. I don't have a lot of information about this artist, and I honestly didn't have time to do more research, but she has such a gorgeous voice, and the song is absolutely wonderful, that it would have been a crime not to play this song tonight on the show.
You can find,
you can find more about Novye Valtorny on Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/Novye Valtorny, that's Novye Valtorny. Sorry. For the links, will be in the show notes at thebuckcast.org, and look for episode 489, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct, 489. That was you. I tell you what, your tracks tonight have been on the money. They have been bob-omb.
Yes, and I forgot to post the vote link.
Ooh, oh,
I'm going to fix that
lad.
Now.
Before that was my track of Kelly Mays. Now, Kelly Mays is, like I said before, she's been played several times on the show, and she is considered one of the best female rappers in the industry. Her mother has always said she was dancing and singing before she could walk and talk, and from some of the tracks I've heard, that's pretty obvious. She started singing and writing poetry and songs at a young age to entertain herself and escape reality. Kelly moved to Pittsburgh in her late teens with the dream of changing the world. She learned more about the negative sides of our society through study at the University of Pittsburgh, and hip-hop was solidified as her passion and outlet for activism. She began performing in 2000 and has not stopped since. You can find out more information about Kelly over at kellymays.com or on Facebook at Kelly Mays Music, or follow her on Twitter at Kelly Mays.
And you should definitely do that.
So good.
And you know what? I realize we forgot to mention albums and dates of publication and everything.
Oh, poop.
We really need to do this more often.
Well, you know what? You know what it is, Yannick?
Yes.
You've been ill this week.
Yes. Yes, true. I've been.
So you've kind of been laid up. So your time's been limited.
Okay. Full disclosure to our listeners. Okay. We finished preparing this episode at 9:20 tonight, so that's about 10 minutes before the show. So yes,
but you wouldn't know if you didn't know.
No, well,
if we hadn't told you, you would never know.
Yeah, you would have. You know, things is not really, you know, smooth as they should be. Oh, and I also have a completely new setup that I have never tested before. So,
oh, now you tell me.
Yeah,
you didn't say that. But, oh, yeah, well, but yeah, you've been poorly, and you know you've had a cold, and mm-hmm. you've not had any time, and I've been busy working.
Yeah. Oh yes, you're working now.
I'm a working girl. No, wait. Hold on. Let me rephrase that. I am an employed girl now. Yeah. So it's like I'm getting home at, well, this week it's been getting home at like 6 o'clock at night. So it's been a case of come in, have something to eat, sort the animals out and go to bed. Yes. And it's like no time for anything.
No, I know.
So I quickly did my track search earlier in the week. So I do apologize because there probably are tracks that have been played before.
Who cares?
Exactly.
They're good tracks. They deserve to be played multiple times.
I want to play them. This is our show. I don't care what Dave says. I'm in charge of my tracks.
True. We love you, Dave.
Exit, please, before I get fired.
Right. Let's have a look at the chat room and see who's there listening to us live at thebookers.org/live.
Right. If you listen in the chat room and you're listening live, give us a wave. So I know who's there and who isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, well, there's you and me.
Yes.
And
oh, there
there's
is
Alex
it.
T.
Yeah.
And anybody else? Anybody else? Any more?
Well, you know what? We have Alex, and that's plenty enough.
Alex, you're getting an exclusive.
We love you, Alex.
We do love you, Alex. Thank you for joining us tonight. And for everyone that downloads this podcast, thank you very much.
Yes. You know, the three of you, the 3,000 of you who download the podcast. 3 million.
Well, I would assume Dave would download it to listen to it.
Yeah. Last time we count, I think we were around 3 million or something like that every week. Yes. It's a pretty popular show.
No, we're all right. I think our downloads kind of creep up. Slightly above Dave's.
Yes. You mean every time we host the show, the downloads go down? That's what you mean?
No, go up. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah. We love you, Dave.
Yeah.
And we love you, Caroline.
Yes, have a wonderful evening wherever you are.
Yes, I know. I think they're off partying, having fun.
Well.
Some other way than the podcast.
And they're absolutely right to do so.
Absolutely. I think when they get the opportunity, even if it's on a Friday night, they should go, right, we'll put this show in somebody else's hands, i.e.
yes.
thee and me, and go out.
I was
going to
say in capable hands, but if it's our hands, well, I'm not so sure we're capable.
Not so capable. I think we giggle too much, you and me.
Yeah, well,
probably
I think we should play some more music before we annoy our listeners.
Never. Okay, right. What's next? Wait a minute. I'm lost. Wait,
yes,
I'm
of
sorry.
Of course we're lost. What do you mean? Okay. We're not professionals.
Yeah. We prepped this show for a good 3 weeks. Right, no. Okay, this next track from me is... Oh, this is a good song. This is Joe Farren with American Dream. Mm-hmm.
snow-covered streets. Cancellations on my radio. Your arms so far away. These tires, they spin so slow. I feel my life roll by. I'm parked in front of this steering wheel. But I'd rather pass it in your eyes. All my worries stand still. I'm riding this American dream and chasing these lullabies I sing through the snow and freezing rain. You are still the only thing. Gets me by when I'm riding this American dream. You give me all the sky I need. Always a soft place to fall. And all the beauty of the open road, it doesn't compare at all to those dancing baby blues and the scent of your skin. Tonight I leave the storm behind. See me in your arms again. I'm riding this American dream and chasing these lullabies I sing through the snow and freezing rain. You are still the only thing that gets me by when I'm riding this American dream. Your love will fill me up again when I pull around that bend and find you there. And we'll be American dream, this American dream, this American dream, this American dream.
Where are we?
I don't know, Lainey. Let's find out.
Look, what's that on the fireplace? There's a plaque of some sort.
What does it say?
I'm not sure. It's kind of erased. But I can see winner of the 2012 European Podcast Award in the UK Personality of the Year category.
Fantastic. Lainey, we're in the Podcast Towers.
You mean the place where Dave and Caroline used to stream their podcast every Friday at 9:30 PM UK time?
Yes, exactly. I wonder if the live chat room still exists at thebuckcast.org/live.
But what happened to this place? Where is everyone?
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh?
You listen to podcast, you will be exterminated. Exterminated.
Run, Lenny, run!
I'm standing in the rain, singing counterpoint to Mother Nature's pain. It's a dangerous game. I'm standing on tomorrow, holding on to my childhood sorrow. And the years will follow. And I'm standing amid debris of a life I've lost to a vengeful sea. And now it's part of history. I'm one of them now, though I don't wanna be. This life's not mine now, it belongs to history.
And that cracking song was Still Standing by Fighting for Frequency. Not content with rock's absence on airwaves, the formidable four known as Fighting for Frequency took an oath, vowing to bring rock back to its former glory. In their crusade, this New Orleans-based alt-rock group is fighting through the media clutter and distractions of the 21st century in order to bring listeners new stories composed of pure rock awesomeness. Forged in the fires of alternative rock and fortified with subtle influences from pop, metal, punk, southern rock, grunge, reggae and blues, this band is prepared to conquer the stage and airwaves across the South. and I guess across the world too. So you can find more about them at their website, fighting4frequency.com. And of course, they are available on Jamendo, as all the other tracks from tonight's show.
Excellent, great track. And before that was Joe Farren with American Dream. Americana singer, songwriter, and recording artist Joan Farren crafts warm, lively tunes that chronicle complex human relationships and life's many adventures. His narrative, lyrics, and sincere performances offer an unobstructed view into the heart of an artist who embraces each moment. Farren grew up in Portland, Maine, moved by the harmonies and rhythms of country, folk, rock. Folk, rock. Can I go to bed now, please? And R&B luminaries like Hank Williams Jr. Oh, can you believe I spent all day talking and now I can't? Oh,
ah.
Bad. I'll start that again. Moved by the harmonies and rhythms of country, folk, rock and R&B luminaries but like Hank Williams Jr., Elton John, Jerry Lee Lewis and Bruce Springsteen. Early on, he hammered out riffs on the piano, then picked up a second-hand drum kit and became a fast, proficient drummer and percussionist, playing not only drums but also keyboards and guitar with a variety of England bands on bills with the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Baruch Assault, the Rustic Overtones and many others. You can find more information about Joe over at joefarren.com or on his Facebook page, Joe Farren. And a load of numbers.
Link will be in the show notes.
Link will be in the show notes. That's why I just said lots of numbers. I was going to say that anyway. And he is on Twitter and you can follow him at Joe Farren Music.
It is time we end this show, I think.
I think it is time because I'm just about ready to drop.
Yeah.
I think my mouth just stopped.
Okay.
Listening to people moan and complain at me all day is just not easy.
You know, that's a job. That's your job. But, you know.
It is.
You have us in the Friday night, you know, to just speak to people who actually care about what you say.
I've been really excited about doing this tonight. I was talking to one of my colleagues about it earlier on, and she was asking me all sorts of questions. So when the show is uploaded and released, I'm going to link it and say, have a listen to this. This is what I was telling you about.
Nice.
So,
next week, the Buckcast episode 490 will be broadcast live in the broadcast chat room at thebuckcast.org/live, hosted by Dev and Caroline, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe not. I don't remember the... There was two other shows that were going to be...
Aren't they in December that... Dave okay. and Carol.
Right.
Can I also just mention, I know Dave mentions it regular, and you and I and another friend of ours, we create a lot of the bumpers that you hear between tracks. And you've heard several of them tonight, a lot of Yannick's wonderful editing work and my overacting. but feel free, if you have an idea for a bumper, record it, send it to Dave, and you never know, you might hear yourself on the radio.
And you know what?
The podcast.
If you have an idea and you don't want to, or you don't have time to, or you don't feel like you can record it, just send it to us and we'll see what we can do. You know?
We do
bumpers. We sometimes need ideas. So send them an email to Dave and he will send that to us and we'll see what we can do.
Can I? I know we're going, but can I just say hi to Oz and Bodhi, who have both joined us in the chat room?
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Oz and Bodhi. Thanks for joining us tonight. Well, that's it, I think. Next week, 9:30-ish p.m. UK time, thebuckcast.org/live with Dev and Caroline, episode 490. And I don't have anything else to add. Do you?
No, except it's been a pleasure.
It is. It was, yes. It has
co-hosting with my wonderful French friend.
Yeah, we cannot speak English tonight.
It's all right. Neither can I.
Yes, so it's okay.
Let me apologize for the pair of us. We've both been ill and I've been working and we're both really tired. So we've tonight a bit giggly. I do apologize.
Yes. Okay, so it's last track time. And I think it's one of yours.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Yes.
That's me. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Very professional.
Me? Never. Yeah. Right. I actually ran out of time doing my research and gathering information on my track. So all I have for this last track is a website, and that's tamaralaurel.com, a Facebook page, Tamara Laurel Music, and you can follow her on Twitter at Tamara Laurel. This is another artist that has been played a few times on the show, and this is Tamara Laurel with Whiskey.
And we'll catch you, not next week, but one day.
Soon.
Bye.
Bye.
On a dark green cat with a television moon, those city boy hates kicked off my best tune. Steel toe boots, down a gravel road, the march in my chest as he came close. Cause his first name's my cocaine and his kiss my whiskey. Like honey in my bloodstream, but ain't no good for me. Getting tangled up like honeymoon sheets, running right out of reason why I should leave. Even my best judgments with his jet black shirt, swimming on the floor just collecting dirt. Yeah, his first name's my cocaine and his key's my drink it up, up, up.
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Oh,